And of course, the story of Willy Wonka is one where an eccentric candy factory owner puts golden tickets into several bars of candy and sends them out into the town. And Charlie, he finds one, and him and his grandpa go on this tour of the factory along with Willy Wonka and the other fortunate, though not as grateful, kids, right?
True, true. In fact, this year of 2019 is the 50th anniversary of the publishing of Roald Dahl's book, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, which was another thing that we thought, oh, this is the perfect time to do this particular musical. You know, nothing is better than reading the book first and then going to see, you know, either the movie or the play or the musical. And so we just thought it was a good fit for this year.
And much like the movie, you folks being the Kenai performers, are inserting golden tickets into candy bars that you're selling. Is that right?
We are. So when we were doing some brainstorming, thinking of some new and different ways that we could promote the production, I had said, oh, what if we sold Wonka chocolate bars? And then, of course, the next thought was, oh, what if we put a golden ticket in some of those Wonka bars, and those golden tickets could be redeemed for a free ticket to come see the show? And so everybody said, yeah, that sounds like a great idea. And so we discussed, well, how many should we, you know, sell off? And so we decided to find a sponsor, which we did. Country Foods is helping sponsor it. They have sold us the candy bars at their cost, which helps a lot. And then we put a wrapper on it and, you know, in a certain number of them, a golden ticket. And then we're selling these large chocolate bars. They're 4.4 ounces of milk chocolate goodness. There are these golden tickets. So anyways, we ordered originally 300 candy bars and started selling them Thanksgiving weekend, which, you know, here in Alaska is our traditional Christmas kickoff time. And boy, they just started selling like crazy. And since then, we have purchased additional amounts, and they've just been going like hotcakes.
Oh, boy. How many golden tickets are out in the wild there then?
Well, we have had three people that have actually informed us that they have found their tickets, and there are, I believe, another five out there to be found.
Where do people get these candy bars?
So, Peggy Mullins at River City Books in Soldotna has graciously, in fact, she volunteered. I was going to go up and ask her, and she saw me get out of my car, and she was getting out of her car, and she says, oh, I was thinking we could sell your candy bars here at the store. I said, that's exactly what I came to ask you about. Anyways, they have really sold quite a few of them for us already. And then our Curtain Call Consignment Boutique in Kenai, which is our fundraising arm of the Kenai Performers, they are also selling the chocolate bars, and they're open on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. So,
wow, this is terrific. That really has blown up, like you said, when I first called you.
Well, I think, you know, a combination of it being Christmas, a perfect time, the price of the candy bars are only $5 a piece, so it's, not a super expense to have to put out. Peggy was telling me that she had book club people coming in going, oh, that's perfect for my book club, you know, and would snatch up about eight at a time, you know, so they made really good Christmas gifts this year.